da samo buđenje osjećaja odvojenosti može dovesti do nevezanosti za materijalni svijet, moram reći da jednostavno mijenjanje odjeće, kao što si ti učinio, ukoliko se ne probudi potpuno znanje, ne može dovesti do nevezanosti. Smisao. Prađapati Dakša je bio u pravu kada je rekao da promjena odjeće ne može osobu odvojiti od ovog materijalnog svijeta. Sanjasi i Kali Juge, koji svoju bijelu odjeću mijenjaju u odjeću boje šafrana i onda misle da mogu činiti što god žele, odvratni su od materialističkih grihasta. To nigdje nije preporučeno. Prađapati Dakša je bio u pravu što je ukazao na ovaj nedostatak, ali nije znao da je Narada Muni probudio duh odvojenosti u Harjašvama i Savalašvama kroz potpuno znanje. Takva prosvjetljena odvojenost je poželjna. Odvojeni red života se treba prihvatiti sa potpunim znanjem, gyanava i ragija, jer onaj tko se tako odrekao ovog materijalnog svijeta može dostići savršenstvo života. Taj uzvišeni nivo se može dostići veoma lako, kao što potvrđuju izjave Šrimad Bhagavatama. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayada Haitukam. Predano služeći božansku osobu Šri Krišnu, Bhakta odmah stječe bezuzročno znanje i odvojenost od svijeta. Ako osoba ozbiljno predano služi gospodina Vasudevu, Gyana i Vairagya se automatski manifestiraju u njenoj osobnosti. U to nema sumnje. Optužba Prađapatija Dakše da Narada nije uzdigao njegove sinove do nivoa znanja nije bila osnovana. Svi sinovi Prađapatija Dakše su prvo bili uzdignuti na nivo gyane i zatim su se automatski odrekli ovog svijeta. Možemo zaključiti da sve dok se ne probudi znanje, odvojenost nije moguća, jer se bez naprednog znanja ne možemo odreći vezanosti za materijalno uživanje.
Here, Prajapati Daksha, Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale, Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine, Namaste Sarasvati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskacharye Sadharine, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It is actually not possible to become Krishna conscious by any external means. Here Daksha says simply by changing the dress nothing is obtained.
Nije moguće postati svjestan Krišne nikakvim izvanskim stvarima, kao što ovdje Prađapati Daksha kaže da promjena odjeće ne može dovesti do nevezanosti.
He is very angry actually because he thinks Narada Muni has just changed his dress but not his consciousness, and therefore he is not qualified to take the position of a holy man.
On je jako gnjevan na Naradu Munija zato što je on mislio da je Narada samo promijenio odjeću, ali ne i svoju svjesnost, i da stoga nije kvalificiran da prihvati položaj svete osobe.
This brings us to a very interesting point.
To nas dovodi do vrlo interesantne poante.
We have changed our dress.
Mi smo promijenili našu odjeću.
But have we changed our consciousness?
Ali da li smo promijenili našu svjesnost?
And what is necessary so that our consciousness changes for good.
Što je potrebno da se naša svjesnost promijeni radi dobra?
In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam is two very interesting examples telling us how something gets purified.
U 11. pjevanju Srimad Bhagavatama postoje dva vrlo zanimljiva primjera o tome kako se nešto može pročistiti.
It is said, just as gold when smelted in fire,
rečeno je kao zlato koje se topi u vatri,
gives up its impurities and returns to its pure brilliant state,
ostavlja svoje nečistoće i vraća se svom čistom, briljantnom stanju.
Similarly, the spirit soul absorbed in the fire of bhakti yoga is purified of all contaminations caused by previous fruitive activities.
Slično tome, duhovna duša
Similarly, the spirit soul absorbed in the fire of bhakti yoga is purified of all contamination.
Slično tome, duhovna duša apsorbirana u vatru bhakti yoge se pročišćuje od sve zagađenosti
which are caused by previous fruitive activities,
čiji su uzrok prošle plodonosne djelatnosti,
and returns to its original position of serving me in the spiritual world.
I vraća se svom izvornom položaju služenja mene u duhovnom svijetu.
Yeah. Let's look at this example.
Pogledajmo sada ovaj primjer.
When you have gold which is mixed with an inferior metal, you can separate the two and get the pure gold by putting the gold in the fire, and then somehow the gold will flow this way and the impure metal will remain this way.
Kada se zlato pomiješa sa nekim nižim metalom, onda možete odvojiti zlato od tog metala tako što ga stavite u vatru i onda zlato ide na jednu stranu, a taj metal na drugu stranu.
Yes. So Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, at the present moment our pure gold-like spiritual body is covered with material impurities.
Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur kaže da naše duhovno tijelo koje je nalik zlatu je sada puno materijalnih zagađenosti.
These material impurities give rise to unlimited material desires.
Te materijalne nečistoće su bile uzrok mnoštvo materijalnih želja.
Krishna consciousness is like the fire.
Svjesnost Krishna je kao vatra.
Who will take care that our original spiritual body is freed from these dirty things.
Koja će se pobrinuti da se naše izvorno duhovno tijelo oslobodi od tih stvari.
And then you will go in your gold-like spiritual body to the spiritual world.
I onda ćete ići u svojem duhovnom tijelu koje je nalik zlatu u duhovni svijet.
Now you might say, well, I don't see my original gold-like spiritual body at the present moment.
Vi možete reći, ja sada ne vidim to svoje duhovno tijelo nalik zlatu.
All I see is my own material contamination.
Sve što vidim su moje vlastite materijalne zagađenosti.
My lajna ego.
Moj lažni ja.
What about?
Lažni ja.
Oh, that's very difficult to say. But in the next verse, Lord Krishna tells us that it is possible to develop the spiritual vision.
Ali u sljedećem stihu gospodin Krišna nam kaže da je moguće razviti duhovnu viziju.
Where you understand that you are an eternal soul covered for a short time with material illusions.
S kojom shvaćate da ste vječna duša prekrivena privremeno materijalnim iluzijama.
And Krishna gives an example of a diseased eye who can be cured by nice Ayurvedic eye drops.
Krishna daje primjer bolesnog oka koje se može izliječiti sa lijepim ayurvedskim kapima za oči.
And then can see clearly.
I onda može jasno vidjeti.
These eye drops are amazing. In India, I once developed a defect in the eye, but upon putting these eye drops, I saw so clear, like I've never seen before.
Te kapi su zapanjujuće. Jednom sam imao problema s očima i onda sam stavio te aerolitske kapi i vidio bih jasnije nego bilo kada prije.
In the same way, you can see that you are a spiritual soul, only temporarily covered by Maya, if you apply the eye drops of hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Na isti način vi možete vidjeti da ste duhovna duša koja je privremeno prekrivena s Majom, stavljajući u oči ili stavljajući u oči kapi koje su u obliku slušanja i pjevanja o svevišnjem gospodinu.
Have you ever made the experience, Sundarananda, when you are no, you first have to hear what experience. Have you ever made the experience when you are a little bit down and in Maya and you hear about Krishna, how all of a sudden all the problems seem to disappear and you seem to see very clearly? Have you made this experience?
Jesi li ikad imao iskustvo kad si bio malo u Maji, pa kad si slušao Krišni i onda odjednom
Maja je iščezla i si rešio?
Yes, you said everything.
Yes.
Dobro. So, by developing by hearing about Krishna, we develop the seeing power so that finally we will be able to see, yes, everything is very simple.
Slušajući o Krišni, razvijamo moć viđenja na takav način tako da možemo vidjeti da je sve vrlo jednostavno.
Now, one might say, oh, why do we have to hear about Krishna?
Neko može reći, zašto moramo slušati o Krišni?
Understand that I'm spiritual, I just need to develop knowledge.
Da bih shvatio da sam duhovan, samo moram razviti znanje.
Why do you bhakti yogi people, bhakti yoga people always bring Krishna into the picture?
Zašto bi ljudi u bhakti yogi uvijek ističete Krishna?
In the Taittiriya Upanishad, it says, one who knows Brahman attains the supreme.
U Taittiriya Upanishad je rečeno, onaj tko poznaje Brahman dostiže svevišnji.
And in the Chandogya Upanishad it says, understanding Brahman, one crosses there.
A Chandogya Upanishad kaže, razumijevajući Brahman, osoba nadilazi smrt.
Knowledge about our spiritual identity is enough for bhakti is not important.
Znanje o našem duhovnom identitetu je dovoljno, a bhakti nije važna.
But these people who argue that God realization is not important forget that the covering of, or let us say, knowledge goes away when ignorance covers the real vision.
Ljudi koji tvrde da spoznaja
the second time, they say, the people who say that knowledge alone of the spiritual identity is sufficient, they forget that knowledge is covered by ignorance.
Ljudi koji kažu da je samo znanje o duhovnom identitetu dovoljno, oni zaboravljaju da je znanje prekriveno s neznanjem.
And this ignorance really is only manifesting in Tattva Vibrahma, where you do not know that you are a part of God.
I to neznanje se manifestira u Tattva Vibrahmi, gdje ne znate da ste dio Boga.
Only by service to Krishna, this great illusion that we forget that we are servants of Krishna can be removed.
Samo služenjem Krišne ta iluzija zaborava da smo sluge Krišne može se otkloniti.
So knowledge about your spiritual identity is really only a side effect of devotional service.
Znanje o vašem duhovnom identitetu je samo popratni efekat predanog služenja.
To give you an example, when in the evening you cook something, then you cook the vegetables, side effect, also the darkness is destroyed by the fire.
Imam jedan primjer, kada navečer kuhate recimo povrće, popratni efekat je da se mrak raspršuje svjetlošću vatre.
Your first goal is to cook the vegetables, but the second the effect is that the secondary effect I wanted to say is that the fire, your cooking fire, destroys the darkness of the night.
Prvi cilj je skuhati povrće, ali popratni efekat je da ta vatra s kojom se kuha, ona uništava mrak noći.
So by devotional service, ultimately knowledge is attained.
Predanim služenjem se konačno znanje dostiže.
And especially, see why? Because devotional service invites Krishna into the heart.
Zašto? Zato što predano služenje poziva Krishnu u srce.
Very nice. Verse in this connection from the 11th canto, it says, Vidyate Hridaya Grantis Chityante Sarvasangshaya Shiyante Chasya Karamani Mayi Drishte Kilatmani.
Vrlo lijep stih iz 11. pjevanja kaže,
the knot in the heart is pierced.
Čvor u srcu biva razvezan.
Razvezan, yes. All misgivings are cut to pieces.
Sve sumnje i bojazni bivaju sječene u komadiće.
And the chain of fruitive actions is terminated.
I lanac plodonosnih djelatnosti se okončava.
When I am seen as the supreme personality of Godhead.
Kada mene vide kao svevišnju božansku osobu.
So, by devotional service, where one invites Krishna in the heart, three things are coming about.
Predanim služenjem u kojem osoba poziva Krishnu u srce, događaju se tri stvari.
The first is the knot of your false ego is cut.
Prva je da se potpuno presječe čvor vašeg lažnog ja.
Because you do understand, oh yes, actually, it gives a lot of sense. Servant.
Jer shvaćate da ima puno smisla činjenica da smo mali sluga.
The second thing is doubts become removed.
Druga stvar je da sumnje bivaju otklonjene.
There are two kinds of doubts.
Postoje dvije vrste sumnji.
Asambhavana is one doubt. It means, oh, is this really possible?
Jedna je kada se pitamo je li to doista moguće.
Like you may have the doubt, is it really possible to become, to destroy ignorance and develop love for Krishna by devotional service?
Kao što možete imati sumnju, je li uistinu moguće uništiti neznanje i razviti ljubav prema Krišni predanim služenjem?
And the second type of doubt is vikrit bhavana. It means maybe the opposite is correct.
Druga vrsta sumnje, vikrit bhavana, znači kad se osoba pita, možda je suprotno ispravno ili točno.
Maybe I don't become Krishna conscious by devotional service.
Možda neću postati svjestan Krishna predanim služenjem.
Maybe it's better I sit down.
Možda je bolje da sednem.
Go to the university.
Ili idem na sveučilište.
Study all different kinds of types of knowledge.
I proučavam sve vrste znanja.
And become enlightened.
I tako postanem prosvećen.
So when we speak of doubts, these are the two doubts which are possible. Is it possible? Or maybe the opposite is correct.
To su dvije vrste sumnji. Je li to moguće ili možda je suprotno ispravno?
These doubts are cut to pieces.
Te sumnje bivaju
sječene na komadiće. Devotional service,
kada predano služimo.
And finally, your karma is taken away from you.
I konačno, vaša karma vam biva oduzeta.
Jiva Goswami kaže, Rachel. There are two types of karma.
Jiva Goswami kaže da postoje dvije vrste karme.
The manifest karma.
Manifestirana karma.
And that which is not yet manifest.
I ona koja još nije manifestirana.
On the Sunday lecture we have talked about these two types of karma, and because you are very philosophically minded, I'm sure you remember it.
Na nedjeljnom programu smo govorili o te dvije vrste karme, a pošto ste vi vrlo filozofski nastrojeni, siguran sam da se sjećate.
It is said here, if you, this happens if you see Krishna.
Ovdje je rečeno, to se događa kada vidite Krišnu.
Now, it's very interesting to note that there are two types of seeing.
Vrlo je interesantno vidjeti da postoje dvije vrste viđenja.
Today everything is two types.
Danas sve ima od dvije vrste.
One is ordinary seeing with the eye.
Jedno je obično viđenje okom.
But with this kind of seeing you cannot actually see Krishna.
Ali s takvim viđenjem ne možete uistinu vidjeti Krishnu.
This is a seeing of, for instance, Duryodhana or Kamsa.
Tako vide Duryodhana ili Kamsa.
Or Jarasandra.
Jarasandra.
They saw Krishna, but at the same time they could not understand Krishna.
Oni su vidjeli Krishnu, ali istodobno nisu mogli shvatiti Krishnu.
I remember when Krishna came to the court of the Kauravas to negotiate peace on behalf of the five Pandavas, Duryodhana got very angry and he wanted to throw Krishna in prison.
Sjećam se kada je Krishna došao na dvor Kaurava da bi pregovarao radi mira, Duryodhana se jako razljutio i želio je Krishnu staviti u zatvor.
Because he had made an arrangement, a very complicated arrangement to bring Krishna on his side, and now Krishna was saying, I'm on the side of the Pandavas, you will never win this war because I'm there.
Jer Duryodhana je napravio vrlo komplicirani aranžman da Krishnu dobije na svoju stranu, a sada je Krishna rekao, ja sam na strani Pandava i ti nikad nećeš dobiti ovaj rat.
Duryodhana had built many palaces on the next to the road which Krishna had to take in order to reach his capital.
Duryodhana je sagradio mnoge palače pored puta kojim je Krishna trebao proći da bi došao do njegovog glavnog grada.
He wanted to impress Krishna and say, come on my side, you know, I'm so rich, don't you see, it's much better to be on my side.
Želio je impresionirati Krishnu i pokazati mu kako je bogat i kako je puno bolje da je na njegovoj strani.
One evening he had cooked a huge feast engaging the best cooks of the country to make something palatable for Krishna.
Jedne večeri je skuhao veliku gozbu angažirajući najbolje kuhare u zemlji da bi napravio nešto ukusno za Krishnu.
But Krishna had stayed in the house of Vidura, who was so nervous that he had offered him banana peels instead of the bananas.
Ali Krishna je odseo u kući Vidure, koji je bio toliko nervozan da mu je ponudio koru od banane umjesto banana.
So next morning Duryodhana had asked Krishna, where were you? We had cooked a feast that was so good and it was just for you.
Sljedećeg jutra Duryodhana je pitao Krishnu, gdje si ti bio? Mi smo skuhali veliku gozbu za tebe, samo za tebe.
And there Krishna had told him about these two types of seeing.
I onda mu je Krishna rekao o te dvije vrste viđenja.
He said, see, in order to eat, two things have to be there.
On je rekao, da bi se moglo jesti, dvije stvari moraju biti tu.
Either the person who is offered food is hungry.
Ili je osoba koja se nudi hrana gladna.
Or, if that is not the case, then the person who is offering the food has very much affection for that particular person he is serving the food.
Ili ako to nije slučaj, onda osoba koja služi hranu ima veliku naklonost prema osobi kojoj služi hranu.
Look at your own life. You are hungry when you are very hungry. When you are hungry.
Pogledajte svoj vlastiti život. Kad ste jako gladni, onda ste gladni.
Or you are hungry when someone gives you something with so much love and affection.
Ili ste gladni kad vam neko ponudi nešto sa jako puno ljubavi i naklonosti.
I remember one boy from Czechoslovakia made a huge thing of Simply Wonderful for me.
Sjećam se jednom jedan dječak iz Čekoslovačke je napravio puno kuglica slatkih za mene.
I absolutely hate Simply Wonderful.
Ja mrzim tu vrstu kuglica.
But because he had just, you know, worked the whole night on these simply dangerous. I had to eat two of them.
Ali pošto je on cijelu noć radio na tim jednostavno opasnim kuglicama, ja sam morao dvije pojesti.
I couldn't help it. I had to do this.
Nisam to mogao odbiti, morao sam to učiniti.
Krishna said to Duryodhana, see, first condition is not fulfilled. I have a transcendental body. I'm never getting hungry.
Krishna je rekao Duryodhani, prvi uvjet nije ispunjen, ja nikad ne ogladnim jer imam transcendentalno tijelo.
And the second condition is also not fulfilled. You have no love for me.
A drugi uvjet isto nije ispunjen, ti nemaš ljubavi za mene.
Therefore I couldn't possibly eat anything of your feast.
Stoga ne mogu ništa jesti od tvoje gozbe.
Because only when there is hunger one can eat.
Samo kad je tu glad osoba može jesti.
Therefore I went to the house of my devotee.
I zato sam otišao u kuću mog bakte.
So this you can only actually see Krishna if you have love for Krishna.
Prema tome možete vidjeti Krishnu samo ako imate ljubavi prema Krishni.
If you just see him without love, then you don't see him.
Ako ga samo gledate bez ljubavi, onda ga ne vidite.
Isn't it? You can experience this in your own jiva when you go before the deities.
To možete doživjeti u vlastitom životu kada dođete pred božanstva.
When you do not have any feelings for the deities, you don't really feel anything. It's not a very deep experience for you to have darshan.
Kada nemate nikakve osjećaje prema božanstvima, onda to nije jako duboko iskustvo za vas kada ste na darshanu.
You do not even remember what they were dressed in.
Čak se ne sjećate ni kako su obučeni.
When you have deep feelings of affection for the deities, you remember exactly the crown which they were and the dress.
Ali kad imate duboke osjećaje ljubavi prema božanstvima, onda se sjećate točno krune i odjeće.
Isn't it? If you have great affection for a person, you remember how he's dressed. You remember everything about that person.
Zar nije tako da kad imate veliku naklonost prema nekoj osobi, sjećate se kako je ta osoba obučena, sjećate se svega u vezi s tom osobom?
The men know what Zari, their wife, wears on that day.
Čovjek zna kakav Sari, njegova žena, nosi određeni dan.
You may not know, but this is marriage life.
Vi možda to ne znate, ali to je bračni život.
Or if there is a brahmacharini who really wants to marry so and so brahmachari, then she remembers what shirt he has on.
Ili ako je tu brahmacharina koja želi se udati za tog i tog brahmacharija, onda se ona sjeća kako je on imao majicu.
I'm sure this doesn't happen in Zagreb, but in other temples it happens.
Siguran sam da se to ne događa u Zagrebu, ali u drugim hramovima se to događa.
Just informing you.
Samo vas informiram.
So why don't we remember what Krishna dresses?
Zašto se ne sjećamo kako je Krishna obučen?
Because our love is not very strong.
Jer naša ljubav nije jako snažna.
It has to be more strong.
Mora biti snažnija.
Then we will remember.
Onda ćemo se sjećati.
Then we will really see Krishna.
Onda ćemo uistinu vidjeti Krishnu.
On the altar.
Na oltaru.
So, dragi devotees. We have to do our devotional service with Krishna in the center.
Dragi bhakte, moramo predano služiti s Krishnom u centru.
Then Krishna will easily correct our defective vision.
Onda će Krishna lako i ispraviti naš nesavršeni vid.
Such devotional service will be like eye drops on the diseased eye, which helps it to see very clearly without any mistake.
Takvo predano služenje bit će kao kapi na bolesno, kapi za oči na, koje se stave na bolesno oko, što će nam pomoći da vrlo jasno vidimo.
And such a fire of devotional service will burn away all the impurities so that our gold-like spiritual body in which we eternally serve the Lord becomes manifested.
Takva vatra predanog služenja će spaliti sve nečistoće sa našeg zlatnolikog duhovnog tijela u kojem možemo vječno služiti Krišnu.
Bhakti is so wonderful.
Bhakti je tako divna.
It is independent of the accumulation of knowledge.
Ona ne novi
regarding these points.
To sam htio reći ovog jutra. Imate li nekakvih pitanja u vezi s ovim poantama?
Yes, one moment. Gogadana, can you just go upstairs and get the third canto, 25th chapter, text number 33, I wanted to say. 325, 33. Yes, Kaivalya Swarup. Yes, Narada Muni had aroused the spirit of renunciation in the Haryashvas.
Narada Muni je probudio duh odvojenosti u Haryashvama.
Well, the way this is done is by showing the disadvantages of material sense gratification.
To se radi tako što se pokažu nepovoljnosti materijalnog čulnog uživanja.
But it requires an intelligent disciple to understand this.
Ali
by words.
Da bi to kroz riječi samo shvatio, učenik mora biti inteligentan.
Most of the time this is very difficult in this age of Kali.
Vrlo je teško u ovom dobu Kali. U najvećem broju slučajeva.
The Lord himself sometimes has to allow us to get burned.
Sam gospodin kad mora dozvoliti da se spržimo.
Prabhupada gave an example of his dealings with his son.
Prabhupada je dao primjer svog sina.
There was a son who wanted to touch the fan.
Njegov sin je želio, htio je dodirnuti ventilator.
And it's very dangerous to put the hand into the ventilator.
Vrlo je opasno staviti ruku u ventilator.
You can severely hurt yourself.
Možete se jako povrijediti.
So the friend said, but Prabhupada's son was going, ventilator, 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 you know, like a little baby.
Prabhupada svoj sin je želio to, vikao ventilator, 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 kao beba.
So the friend of Srila Prabhupada said, why don't you put the ventilator on a very low speed and then he can touch it.
Prijatelj Šila Prabhupada je predložio, zašto Šila Prabhupada, zašto ne staviš na vrlo spore okretaje ventilator, pa onda može dodirnuti.
And the sun was touching into the ventilator and made bang, you know, on the hand, and then immediately took the hand back, and Prabhupada said, ventilator, ventilator.
I sin je pokušao dodirnuti ventilator i naravno on mu je povrijedio ruku i onda mu je Šila Prabhupada rekao ventilator, ventilator.
You know, you can touch the ventilator.
Možeš dodirnuti ventilator.
But the sun was not inclined.
Ali sin više nije htio.
So this is the situation of many spiritual masters with their disciples.
To je situacija mnogih duhovnih učitelja s njihovim učenicima.
They may be able to save the disciples from the greatest mistakes.
Oni mogu biti sposobni da spasu učenike od najvećih grešaka.
But still the disciple insists on continuing his glupost.
Ali ipak učenik insistira na da nastavi sa svojom glupošću.
And it is hoped that he will burn himself. And then say from his own realization, no, thank you.
I postoji nada da će se on spržiti i svoje vlastite realizacije zaključiti da više to neće činiti.
But an intelligent disciple, he will hear from his spiritual master about the disadvantages of material life, and then he will, just by hearing, avoid the problem.
Ali inteligentan učenik će slušati od svog duhovnog učitelja o nepovoljnostima duhovnog života i samo slušanjem će izbjegavati te probleme.
This is a general thing. It's not only your spiritual master will do the same with you.
To je općenita stvar, to ne radim samo ja. Tvoj duhovni učitelj će uraditi isto s tobom.
How often we have heard that brahmachari life or brahmacharini life, the life which is free from entanglement.
Koliko često smo čuli da je brahmačari život ili brahmačarini život slobodan od zapletenosti.
How often have the grihastas with tears in their eyes told us about their realizations?
Koliko često su nam grihaste sa suzama u očima rekli svoje realizacije?
How many stories we have heard?
Koliko smo priča čuli?
Medjutim. How often have we heard that if we do not surrender to Krishna, we have to surrender to the mind?
Koliko često smo čuli da ako se ne predamo Krišni, moramo se predati umu?
How often we had surrendered in the life to our minds and only seen miseries?
Koliko često smo se u životu predali svojim umovima i doživjeli samo bijedu?
Medjutim. There is actually no medjutim. But our rascal Umski always produces the medjutim.
U stvari nema međutim, ali naš nitkovski um, on uvijek kaže međutim.
You're very unfortunate.
Mi smo jako nesretni.
We are like the boy who ventilator, ventilator, bang.
Mi smo kao dječak koji je želio staviti ruku na ventilator.
And sometimes we grab the ventilator again and again and again.
I kad iznova grabimo ventilator.
Oh, we are so unfortunate.
O, tako smo nesretni.
Oh, it's a bad time.
O, to je loše vrijeme.
Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga.
How often have we eaten too much?
Koliko često si jeo previše?
And suffered by killing our bodies.
I ispaštali smo ubijajući naša tijela.
Medjutim, the next Sunday feast is coming.
Ali sljedeći Sunday feast dolazi.
The only way to get free from this medjutim, this heavy medjutim, is to sincerely regret your fallen state.
Jedini način da se oslobodimo od tog teškog, međutim, je da iskreno žalimo zbog svog palog stanja.
If there is no regret,
ako nema žaljenja,
change will not come about.
Neće doći do promjene.
It is described in our books that the Lord is actually only perceived in the repentant heart. Sounds like the Christians, but it is. These are the words in the third canto.
U našim knjigama je opisano da se Gospodin može vidjeti samo u srcu koje se kaje.
You know, well,
to zvuči malo kršćanski, ali to je rečeno negdje u trećem pjevanju.
The embryo in the womb says this.
Embrio u maternici to kaže.
Yes. No, he says this, that only in the repentant heart the Lord is perceived.
On kaže da samo u srcu koje se kaje Gospodin se može obaziti, vidjeti.
Yes.
When lower modes very intensely act on us, what is the quickest and easiest way to get free from them?
Lower modes. Do you want the dynamite way or the?
Želiš dinamitski način ili neki drugi?
We will see. Huh?
Vidjet ćemo.
You somehow have to hear your rounds. That's the fastest way.
Najbrži način je da na neki način slušaš svoje krugove.
And once a devotee said, but Prabhupada, when I'm in this state, I cannot hear my rounds.
Jednom jedan učenik rekao, ali Prabhupada, kad sam u tom stanju, ne mogu čuti svoje krugove.
I only hear my umski.
Ja samo čujem svoj umski.
And Prabhupada said, then you have to run on the field and just shout, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Šila Prabhupada je rekao, onda moraš istrčati na neko polje i vikati jako glasno, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Ivan. On the field, because maybe people will get disturbed around you.
Mora se ići u polje tamo gdje nema nikoga, jer možda oko vas, ako vičete, ljudi će biti uznemireni.
You can jump over the fence here and run into the center of the cornfield and you're not ashamed.
Možeš preskočiti ovdje preko ograde i otrčati usred kukuruznog polja i vikati Hare Krishna.
Then all the insects and the little rats and the field mouse, they will all flee and run and take shelter in our temple because you're so loud.
Onda će svi insekti i štakori i poljski miševi pobjeći sa tog mjesta i uzeti utočište hrama jer tako glasno mantraš.
Is described when the highway robbers of lust and greed, these are the effects of the modes, come, you have to call out the names of Bhakavit, of the Supreme Lord who killed the demon Bakasura.
Kada drumski razbojnici ili pljačkaši u obliku požude i pojave, onda moraš prizvati gospodina koji je ubio Bakasuru. Kako
Bakasura je?
Bakavit.
Calling out the names. Then the highway robbers.
Never run away. Onda će ti drumski razbojnici pobjeći.
not thing, but when the instrument, the karatas and the are too loud.
Sri Višnupad je poslao pismo u kojem je upozorio na glasnoću kirtana i da to može uštediti sluh, i to se osobito odnosi na sviranje karatela i mridange, ali Sri Višnupad je u tom pismu isto rekao da na kvalitetu svetog imena ne utječe glasnoća, i ako je to istina za kolektivno pjevanje, pitanje je kako to onda nije istina za individualno pjevanje, jer ovdje je dat primjer da trebamo ići na polje i vikati glasno Hare Krishna.
Yeah, first of all, this letter refers to usage of, I read it also, it was about musical instruments, isn't it? Not singing, you know.
To pismo je bilo o glazbenim instrumentima, ne toliko o pjevanju.
Sometimes you may have heard of 50 cartels, bang, 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 and you feel like a chicken who wants to just run out, you know, because it's so loud.
Neka ste čuli 50 karatala i ne osjećate se kao kokoš koja želi pobjeći jer je toliko sve glasno.
When it's so nervous.
Ostanete nervozni.
Yes, it has. So that's the quotation, not about loud voices.
To nije o glasnom pjevanju, glasnim glasovima.
But still, your point is relevant. I mean, chanting doesn't depend on the holy name doesn't depend on the decibel, so to say.
Ali točno je da sveto ime ne ovisi o
decibelima. Yes, decibelima, yes. Decibelima, that's not important.
Decibeli nisu važni.
Still, this is said because, sometimes the mind is just so disturbed.
Ipak to se savjetuje zato što um je katkad toliko uznemiren.
That for the mind, he has to hear it very loud.
Da um mora se vrlo glasno izgovarati.
So that he doesn't hear anything else.
Tako da ne čuje ništa drugo.
And is forced to concentrate.
I da je prisiljen da se koncentrira.
Isn't that our experience when you hear, for instance, when you talk with someone and all of a sudden you hear someone talking even louder than you, you can't concentrate on your conversation very easily.
Kad razgovarate s nekim, čujete da neko govori glasnije od vas, onda se ne možete lako koncentrirati na razgovor.
So the mind always talks to itself. Day and night, he talks like our Mr. Slilovich down there, you know, this our friend, who is the eternally intoxicated friend of Lord Krishna.
Naš um govori non-stop kao gospodin Šljivovica, koji je
gospodin Šljivovica, yeah.
Koji je vječno intoksiciran.
He's a red face always.
Koji je vječno intoksicirani prijatelj Krišne, crvena lica.
So he always talks. And sometimes if you only talk louder, if the chanting is louder, then you cannot concentrate any longer on the mislis, on the thoughts, and you're forced to listen to the Hare Krishna mantra.
I onda kada mantraš glasno, onda više ne možeš se koncentrirati toliko na misli, um više ne može.
But I'm really talking of extreme cases.
Ali ja govorim o ekstremnim slučajevima.
He said, how to get free from these lower modes, you know, when you're totally in the modes of nature.
On je rekao kako se osloboditi nižih guna, kad ste potpuno obuzeti gunama prirode.
Then generally you just think like this all the time. Then the mind usually thinks all this garbage all the time.
Kada um obično misli na sve to smeće sve vrijeme.
I have brought for all of you
very interesting illustration.
Sve vas vrlo interesantnu ilustraciju.
About the mind.
Ilustraciju uma.
Yesterday I showed it to a devotee. He didn't think it's funny, but I think it's very good. Da 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 da. You see, this is the umski.
Vidite, ovo je um.
He's constantly, you know, taking care of the poor soul.
On konstantno brine o jadnoj duši.
It was made by one friend in Split.
Napravio jedan prijatelj Krishna u Splitu.
It's so heavy. I mean, you only want to see it for a little while because it's so so.
Tako je grozno da je želite vidjeti samo kratko.
Opred, ludač uč nasim glavama, služenje opasno po život. Is that?
Yes.
Photocopies can be made by Sachinanda, from Sachinanda Swami.
Možete fotokopirati ovo.
I think we should bring it in the Golden Age magazine, but maybe it's not artful enough. I do not know. Okay, anything else?
Još nešto?
Majka. What? Marika.
She says that she hears. She says that she hears karatas, no matter how loud they are, with the heart, not with the ears. And she says that like synthesizer can be disturbing, but this transcendental sound, how can it harm our ears? And she's confused because of this. For example, when her spiritual master plays, or when you play, or her son. So she's confused about this.
When the spiritual master plays, or her son plays,
yeah, her spiritual master plays, she hears with her heart, she doesn't hear with ears, and therefore how can it harm her ears?
In the sun?
Also she mentioned her son.
Well, you know, no matter who takes a cattle and makes bang, it's a certain sound frequency which is created.
Nije važno ko uzme karatele i svira ih, određena zvučna frekvenca se proizvodi.
And our ear will capture this.
I naše uho će uhvati taj zvuk.
It's not that the material sound goes to the ear, and spiritual sound goes to the heart.
Nije da materijalni zvuk ide u uho, a duhovni zvuk ide pravo u srce.
We still hear it.
Mi još uvijek čujemo taj zvuk.
Just like prasadam. Prasadam is spiritual, but if you just cook in ghee, only in ghee, your body, which is material, will suffer.
Kao što je prasadam duhovan, ali ako samo kuhate u ghee, vaše tijelo koje je materijalno, ono će ispaštati.
You can't say, well, prasadam is food for the soul, therefore let me offer a sack of salt and eat it. The soul can will not be harmed by it.
Ne možemo reći prasada mi je hrana za dušu, hajde da, da ponudim vreću soli i da je pojedem i da onda neće biti tijelo povređeno.
We have the material body still and therefore we must be a little careful.
Mi još uvijek imamo materijalno tijelo i moramo biti stoga pažljivi. You spoke about karma, where we can place, where we can categorize this feeling of guilt, whether we ourselves created or somebody else imposes it to us. Josh? How one should relate to oneself in such situations, especially when there is no reason for the feeling of guilt.
Yeah. Yes, the feeling of guilt, it comes when one gets older.
Osjećaj krivnje dolazi kada osoba stari.
And this is one of the feelings which can almost stagnate a person.
To je jedan od osjećaja koji može učiniti da osoba stagnira.
The young, you are, most of you are young people and you don't have problems with this.
Većina vas ste mladi i nemate problema s tim.
But elderly people, I guess because they belong in material activities, they are overcome sometimes by this feeling.
Ali stariji ljudi, pretpostavljam zbog toga što su bili dugo u materijalnim aktivnostima, kad su prekriveni, kad su preplavljeni s tim osjećajem.
I can only say, like all material emotions go away by the process of chanting the holy name, also such an emotion can go away and you can be released and relieved from it.
Ja mogu samo reći da kao što sve materijalne emocije se mogu odagnati sa pjevanjem Hare Krishna, tako i ova.
Here in the third canto it is said jarad yashu ya kosham niginam analoyata. Bhakti, devotional service, dissolves the subtle body of the living entity without separate effort, just as fire in the stomach digests all that we eat.
U ovom stihu iz trećeg pjevanja Šrimad Bhagavatama je rečeno da predano služenje uništava sve nečistoće iz srca, kao što trbuh probavlja ili kao što svu hranu koju pojedemo.
When you have a strong digestive power in the stomach, you will digest everything, even the ghee sabji.
Kada imate snažnu moć probave u trbuhu, onda ćete probaviti sve, čak i sabđe od gija.
So when your devotional service is strong, then you will dissolve also feelings of guilt and other such emotions.
Kada je vaše predano služenje snažno, onda ćete uništiti osjećaj krivnje i sve slične emocije.
At the same time, this feeling of guilt can help you to, how do you say, to become free of the desire to again engage in material activities.
U isto vrijeme taj osjećaj krivnje vam može pomoći da se oslobodite želje za ponovnim angažiranjem u materijalnim djelatnostima.
There are great devotees who feel very guilty for having done so many materialistic activities. They sincerely regret.
Postoje veliki bhakte koji se osjećaju vrlo krivim što su učinili mnogo materijalnih djelatnosti i iskreno žale zbog toga.
But this depressive guilt feeling, that can go with advancement in devotional service.
Ali taj depresivni osjećaj krivnje može smetati napretku u predanom služenju.
Mm-hmm. So there was one more. Yes. When the thought,
kada osoba mantra i kad pomisli na Krišnu, trebali onda pokušati odbaciti te misli i samo mantrati i slušati?
Then the thought of Krishna comes automatically. Why chase it away?
Kad misao na Krišnu dođe sama od sebe, zašto je tjerati?
But if you are thinking, oh, I have to strain to think of Krishna, then that is not so much, that is not recommended actually.
Ali ne preporučuje se da se osoba napreže da da može misliti na Krišnu dok mantra.
Because chanting is a process of revelation, not a process of imagination.
Jer mantranje je proces otkrovenja, razotkrivanja, a ne proces imaginacije ili zamišljanja.
Yes. So I feel we have come to a good end. Thank you very much for your attention. All the best for your Krishna conscious life and advancement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur.